السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد۔ لاسٹ نائٹ وی ہیڈ اے پروگرام، مینی ایشوز وی ڈسکسڈ ان دیٹ بیان۔ ٹو نائٹ وی ول ہیو ذکر اللہ مجلس، بٹ بیفور دیٹ ون نعت شریف وچ یو ہیو ہرڈ مینی مینی ٹائمس، but since this Naat Sharif takes my heart from Madina Sharif, so therefore listen to it again. Lazzat-e zikr-e-naam-e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht-o-daman. Lazzat-e zikr-e-naam-e khuda hai chaman اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. This has been explained many times. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. If a person wants gardens in his heart, then it is the taking of the name of Allah تبارک و تعالی. That will bring gardens in the heart, remembrance of Allah تعالی. Recitation of the Quran Sharif, making zikrullah, tasbihat, or pondering over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation, reflecting, meditating, all this is zikrullah. Looking at the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if the person's muhabbat of Allah ta'ala increases, then that is zikrullah. We look at the skies, we look at the waters of the ocean, we look at the birds that are flying, we look at the fish that are swimming in the sea, we look at all the different phenomena around us, and that brings us to the realization that we are the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is the khaliq, he is the ma'bud, he is the masjood, and he is the maqsood. He is the one that we should be worshipping. He is the one before whom we should be prostrating. He is the one before whom we should be raising our hands and begging. He is the one whom we should be obeying. And he is the one who has said, must obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, we obey Allah ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we want the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. But when people are negligent, then that is dasht o daman, that is all the rubbish dump, the rubbish heaps, the kind of stench and filth that we get there, that is ghaflat ki dunya, or the jungles. Lazzat e zikr e naam e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. Necessary that we should give up our sins. Just leaving one's country, one's town, one's city and going somewhere else, that is not hijrat. That is just the surat of hijrat, the outward form of hijrat. The real hijrat is the person who makes hijrat from all sins.
Bil yaqeen paayega nisbat-e-awliya jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbat-e-awliya جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. If a person is really interested in getting this nisbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala miserly, or Allah ta'ala has got some kind of hatred or dislike for any person for no reason that he will not give him that nisbat? Unke altaaf to hai aam shaheedi sab par, tujhse kya zid thi agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota. What zid has Allah ta'ala got against you? A person is really desirous of getting this connection with Allah Ta'ala and drawing from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. So then why should Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala prevent him from getting that nisbat? But he has to be sincere in that search. The person has to search in the right place whatever he's searching for. If he's going to search in the wrong place, he's not going to get it. In the diamond mines, will get diamonds. In the gold mine, you'll get gold. In the coal mine, you'll get coal. So you will have to search for whatever you are searching in the right place. So the person who is desirous of this nisbat, this connection with Allah Ta'ala, we say that how did this awliya get this connection? How did they get it? They got it by obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What else? It's not that they went away in the jungles, they didn't eat, they didn't drink, they didn't marry. They gave up all society and everything else. That is not Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he had wives, he had children, he had grandchildren. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's whole life is an example. So the nisbat that we are seeking of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, bil yaqi paayega nisbat e awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. That nisbat that the awliya, of the awliya, the person will definitely get. But provided he's got his heart connected with Allah Ta'ala. It is not something that can be explained in words. This is something that a person has to make an effort to achieve. And it is not an impossible thing. If Allah Ta'ala blessed millions of awliya with this nisbat, then why should he not bless us with that? If we also make some kind of an effort towards attaining it. But all the pressure will come on the heart to restrain ourselves from that which Allah Ta'ala has made haram and forbidden. Now that is that pressure that we will have to take. In everything we have to take some kind of pressure. Person has to get up early morning, he's going to work, sometimes it's extremely cold, but he's going. He takes that pain on his himself, but he goes to work because he knows that that is where his bread and butter lies. So the person who is prepared to get up early morning and go for his bread and butter, whereas Allah Ta'ala is the one who is providing even that bread and butter also. Who gave him that employment? Why are so many people searching for employment but they can't get any employment? So why cannot that person get up for Fajr Salat then? Whereas Allah Ta'ala has promised ease of sustenance on that salat also. So, bil yaqi paayega nisbat-e awliya. It's a subject on which we can talk and talk. Because when that love of Allah Ta'ala will come to the heart, then the person will not be told that now you must talk about the love of Allah Ta'ala. He will become like a person who is forced to express himself. He cannot hide those feelings anymore. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayh, his shaykh told him, he says, I am nothing. What are you chasing after me? What do you want to follow me? What do you want to become bayat to me? What do you want to listen to me? Oh, there are lots of other people in the world. I am nothing. I am just an insignificant being. That was the gist of what he said. So Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi told him, he said that if a person has taken alcohol or wine and he is drunk, then he can still hide the bad odor of his mouth with ilachi or with anything that is fragrant, smelling, some chewing gum or anything he can take. He said, but where is he going to hide the wobble of his walk and the redness of his eyes? Where is he going to hide that? So that person who has drunk the wine of this world, if we can make it out from the redness of his eyes and from the wobble of his walk, then you think the person who has drunk the wine of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat from the ocean of Allah ta'ala's love, you think in his walk and in his talk and in his actions and in his sohbat and company, we cannot see that muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. So he said, how can you hide that? I can see it in you. If it has rained at night and in the morning the person sees the water on the leaves and he says that no, the leaves say that no rain has fallen over us. Can they hide it? So this nisbat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is prepared to give, provided that we are truly in search of it.
Bil yaqeen paayega nisbat-e-awliya jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan, lazzate zikr naam e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht o daman. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن.
We have heard that whichever is the city of the beloved, a true ashiq and a true lover, if he has to be asked which is your favorite city, which is your beloved city, then he will say, my beloved city is the city in which my beloved resides. My beloved city is the city in which my beloved resides. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? What can I say about the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? Because my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the khulasa of kainat, جمیلوں میں اجمل, شریفوں میں اشرف, کاملوں میں اکمل, تاجدار مدینہ, احمد مجتبی, محمد مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the city in which he resides. the city that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose for his resting place and for his hijrat. What must I say about the enjoyment of being in that city? Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Oh, how I dearly wish that my place of residence was Madina Tayyiba. So we must make dua, Allah Ta'ala must give us all the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala must bless us all with that opportunity that the last days of our lives are spent in Madina Sharif. If after that, due to predestination, taqdeer, the person does not pass away there, but he has got the deep-hearted desire that I wish I lived in Madina Sharif, I wish I spent the remaining days of my life in Madina Sharif, and I wish that I died and passed away there, and then I wish that I was buried there in Jannatul Baqi wa Baqi, the Qabristan of Madina Tayyiba. So with all those desires and wishes, it is hoped that inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will say that this servant of mine, whatever it is, but his heart was in Madina Sharif, his desire was to live in Madina Sharif and to die in Madina Sharif, and to be an obedient servant of mine, and an obedient follower of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore, on the basis of that desire, on the strength of that desire, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives the person and says that although you did not die in Madina Sharif, but I include you amongst those, because Allah Ta'ala looks at the niyats of the people, because all cannot go and settle them. But at least there must be a sincere desire, and that sincere desire will come when we make amal according to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's pleasure. What pleased him we do, then that shows we are sincerely desirous of being there. If not, then the person can be in Madina Sharif, but he is not there. And the person can be far away, but he is there in Madina Sharif. Shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے We are here in Durban, but our hearts are in Madina Sharif. Hundreds of Durbans can be sacrificed if a person is given the opportunity to live in Madina Sharif, or thousands of Durbans. A person can be in the most beautiful garden of the world. He can be in Switzerland, he can be in Kashmir, he can be in any part of the world, and he can be in living in those places which are called tourist attractions of the world. For all of them, millions like them can be sacrificed. If only a person understands what it is to be given the opportunity to live in Madina Sharif and die in Madina Sharif. As a true Muslim, Kamil Muslim.
Nek logo mein ho sahibe darde dil, hai chaman mein koi jaise rash ke chaman. Roz o shab hai ye akhtar ki aho fughan, bakhsh de roz mehshar mujhe zulminan. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن.
As I stated at the beginning that we had a full program last night, so we'll make some zikrullah and dua.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله, 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 محمد رسول الله. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو
ही तो आए नजर देखो जिधर, तू ही तो आए नजर देखो जिधर। अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालू, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु
Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 هَوَى وَحِرْصَ وَلَا دِلْ بَدَلْ دِ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين
Ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, my most tolerant, most generous, most kind Allah, my most compassionate, most loving Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, in this majlis of zikr, we have extended our begging bowls before you. You are seeing us this very moment. You are listening to us. We have not raised our hands before an idol that does not see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. All treasures lie with you, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Indeed, we realize that the problems of the Ummah and our problems, the major cause is our sins. We have distanced ourselves from you, from your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from deen, from sharia. Oh, my beloved Allah, our lifestyles, they do not indicate any kind of love for you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we are acknowledging every weakness of ours, every sickness of ours, every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not justifying any of our weaknesses. My beloved Allah, we are presenting our weaknesses and sins before you so that you may press the delete button over those sins. You have given man the intelligence, he has made computer chips. They have millions of pieces of information recorded on them. A press of the delete button, the recycle button, and everything is gone. My beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, with your kindness, with your ihsan, and with your fazal, press the delete button over our sins. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. You dearly love forgiveness of sins, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. 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 My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than the leaves of the trees of the forests of the world, your forgiveness, your compassion, your mercy and your kindness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Have mercy upon us, my beloved Allah. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. My beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, bless us with sincere tawbah. Sins that we have committed, we do not wish to return to them anymore. Give us the himmat and courage, my beloved Allah, not to return to them anymore. protect us and safeguard us from returning to those sins. Ya Allah, in future also we don't intend committing any sins. Ya Allah, but we know we are extremely weak servants of yours. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. My beloved Allah, bless us with sincere tawbah. Change the direction of our lives. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to see us destroyed. They want to see us dragged into the fire of Jahannam. My beloved Allah, we cannot even put our finger over a small flame of fire on the candle. Where can we take the azab of Jahannam? Hamare hal par raham farma. Open the floodgates of maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of mercy for us. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Mere pyare Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. We are physically sick, we are spiritually sick. Cure us of all our spiritual and physical ailments. My beloved Allah, for whomsoever the sickness is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. My beloved Allah, we are not in that category. Ya Allah, for us, open the floodgates of your maghfirat and forgive us. Give us complete shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless everyone with complete shifa, my beloved Allah. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَأَدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةَ مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ يَا عَزِيزُ يَا غَفَّارُ. Oh my beloved Allah, يَا عَزِيزُ يَا غَفَّارُ, يَا عَزِيزُ يَا غَفَّارُ. اب تو ہمیں معاف کر دے, how long my beloved Allah are we going to walk the path of sins? ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths. Adultery, fornication, or watching some filth on the internet sites, on our cell phones, or reading filthy books. My beloved Allah, none of us knows when death will come. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Let the last days of our life be in Madina Tayyibah. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا, وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, بلیس اس وتھ برکت ان اور بزنسز, برکت ان اور ہومز, برکت ان اور لائف, برکت ان اور ٹائم. unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the difficulty, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, and the problem of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat, bless everyone with Islam and Iman. My beloved Allah, especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is suffering. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, how much of sacrifices he made for the ummah. Ya Allah, remove the pain and suffering of the ummah. Hum sabko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. Protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of hashar. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. My beloved Allah, with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, my beloved Allah, remove their difficulties, their hardships, their pain and suffering. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.